Here you go, five short ideas for Parshas Vayikra, Parshas Zachor, Tavshin Pei Beis, Alonish Bein Tzchuz, Refur Shlema, for Esat Yil, Mas Arad, Tzipporo, Kam Yashai Ben Reza, Basor, Shachor Yisrael, Vashir Besoris Tovos, and our brothers and sisters in Ukraine, and throughout the world should be safe, Vashir Besoris Tovos, as the Shem Tzbach. The first idea comes as the Menachem and Tzion Zaks, the grandson of Rotzi Pesach Vayikra, Vayikra, El Moshe Vedaver, Hashem Elov, Moal, Moal Moed. Kadosh Baruch Hu called out to Moshe, and he spoke to him saying from the Ol Moed. Rashi quotes the Maimah Chazal, Loshon, L'chol dibros l'chol amiros l'chol tzviyam kad mekri l'ashon chiba. Kriya is a l'ashon chiba, calling out with great love. But then Rav Menachem Seal says, Akasha, lama hikdim kriya l'dibor? Why are you looking at the pasuk? Vayikra al-Moshe v'yidaber. Why is kriya before the dibor? The Gemara in Yuma tells us, lam nator d'archerch lo yomar adam daver l'chaver elam kin kor'eyu. You shouldn't tell something to your friend unless you first call him first. When you call him out, you're teaching him that you care about him, and then you're going to tell him. The Karazel Zel, like we learned by the Malachim in Yeshaya. He says at the end of the Menachem Sion, the Maimah Chazal Barashi tells us, Balashon Chiba, the Gemara in Yuma and Dav Dal tells us that you call out to your friend, and then you tell him, it's really one Inyan. Shekol Kriya Sha'adim Kor Lechaveir, Ledaber Elav Divrei Hashem, Torah Mitzvos, HaKriya Chayevas Liyosha Balashon Chiba. At the end of the day, we learn that from the Maimah Chazal Barashi, Rashi telling us by the Malachim, we learn about when it talks about when calling out to your friend, Menachem Seelan says, it's one inyan. When you talk to your friend, it's got to be lashon chiba. It's got to be with love. It's got to be b'divrei chachamim b'nachas neshamayim. When you're going to be giving over Yiddishkeit, it can't be in a negative way. It's got to be in a positive, energetic, inspiring, motivated way. We don't live in a generation where you can put down people. Says Menachem Seelan Zaks, it's got to be b'lashon chiba. Why lashon chiba? Rashi says Yikra is lashon chiba, and the Gemara in Yuma tells us when you want to tell your friend something, you tell them first to come over, and then you tell them because it's a way. We don't have to tell over our friends, to tell over to our families the ways of Kadosh Baruch Hu. And when we do that, we have to make sure to do benachas, be able to do love, to do with a great ahava. And this is the whole inyan of Purim, whole inyan kimul kimar Shabbos peches kimul v'kimul. We accept the kimul asher kibul kfar. We accepted the Torah out of love. Right, Rav Moshe Shtermach Shlita says in Tam Vadas, when Moshe is telling Paro, Ki Chag LaHashem Lanu, we have to show Beneinu V'Nasinu Neilech, we have to show our families and our children and our students and ourselves, Ki Chag LaHashem Lanu, it's Geshmak to be a Yid. Like our Masku said that at a Shalom Zachar to a friend over here that I had in Boca, I believe he had five or six girls and he had a son. It's Geshmak to be a Yid, that's what we have to show. The whole Inyan of Purim is to show our families and to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu how special, what a privilege, what a geshmak it is to be a Yid. But it's got to be b'lashon chiba, it's got to be with derched derchinom. It can't be forceful. That's Torah Shebichtav, that was Shavuos. The whole Inyan of Purim is b'lashon chiba, is making sure it's coming from a great place of love and care. When we want to give our Yiddishkeit, it's got to be with a great love to show how proud and connected and how it's our chiyus. What an incredible idea from Menachem Seelan Zaks. And from the Gemara Shabbos and Rabbi Moshe Shtermach, moving on to idea number two. Idea number two comes to state, we're going to stay in the first pasuk. Why is there a small alf by Yikra El Moshe? You know what Rashi says, like, to show Moshe the Nova. It says the Torah, Sefer Torah's Avos, quoting Rav Mordechai Lechavitch, where Slonim comes from. He says very simply, Elef Zeira, Elef Perish Limud, Le'erch Zech Kleinigkeit. At the end of the day, says Rav Mordechai Lechavitch, what's an alf? An alf means to learn. And ois aleph zeira, it's got to be small. Va aleph chachma, because the horiz lanu shemuta adam limo tomish al lisnarek ba'anova. When a person is an aleph means to learn. It's got to be zeira. You got to make sure to do ba'anivas. Haman's whole inyan, Amalek is gematria rum. It's gemat Haman has the whole velt ba'aniyantev. Mordechai kol zeinen eshoveli. It's not worth it for me. Look at the bnei Yisrael. The shem Hashem for Thomas is kol zeinen eshoveli. We take the last letters of zeinen eshoveli backwards. Is Yudke Vavke. It's a backwards way of thinking. Our job is to be Ba'anava, to be the opposite of Malek, to be Samech Bechelko. Right? Yaakov and Esav. Esav says Yishli Rav, Yaakov says Yishli Kol. We know Amalek comes from Esav. The whole Indian of the Kriyokar is that Esav always wants more. He's never satiated with what he has. But a Jew's job is to be happy with what he has. Obviously, Ruchni is to always want more, but sometimes there's an Indian to be able to be Tzemeach B'chalko as well, did Svar Mekadoshim say, to be able to make sure, to be able to take the next step. You have to be proud of where you are, and then you can be able to take the next step. But there's the whole Indian of if Kimu V'Kiblu is the whole Indian of Purim, then we have to make sure that we have to be Baalei Anava. right? Moshe kibbutz Torah Misinai. Moshe kibbutz Torah Misinai. You know he got the Torah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says the Kiddush HaSlevi. No. Moshe kibbutz Torah Misinai. He learned the Midah Vanova. And if we want to come to the Torah of Purim, if we want to come to the Torah of Purim, we don't accept the Torah of Purim again. We have to make sure to do Banova. Says the Kiddush HaSlevi in Pirkei Avos. Moshe kibbutz Torah Misinai. He got to learn the Midah Vanova. And that's what Ramon Chalekhovich is telling us here. Aleph Zeira. Aleph means to learn. Zeira means small. When we're learning, we have to make sure to be a Baal Anova. To make sure we're not like a Malik. We're not like Haman. We're not saying Kodin Shevel. You don't have everything. We have nothing. No, no, no. To be a Samech B'chokol. To be Baal Anova. Moshe Kibbutz Torah Misinai. To make sure that we, when we learn, when we grow in our Yiddishkeit, to make sure we stay humble. We submit ourselves to a Kodesh Baruch. What a beautiful idea. Like the Aleph Zeira. The deeper meaning of the small Aleph. What an Aleph truly is. Beautiful insight from Mordechai Lechavich, Chos Yogan Aleinu, and Kiddush HaSlev, moving on to Din number 3. Din number 3 comes as a Magen Mezrich, the barrel of the Nei Sol, second Pasuk of our Parsha. The Amart Aleim, Adam Kiyak, Mikem Karban La Hashem, Min Abayim, Min Abakar, Min Atzum, Tagubiz, Karban Hachem. Make sure to tell Klai Yisrael they should bring from themselves the Karban from a Chodesh Baruch, a Karban to Hashem. It says that the Magen Mezrich is a beautiful insight in how to affect other people. He says we have to work in ourselves, and then we can affect. You want to bring other people closer? Mikem. It's got to come from you first. You have to work on yourself. Right? Like the Gemara says, before fixing the trees of others, you have to fix the tree of yourself. It's our job to be able to make sure in ourselves, be able to work sure in ourselves. And this is the whole Indian of in the Megillas Esther, we could say, by Mordechai and Esther. Esther didn't just, stay in the sidelines. Mordechai was telling him, if you're going to stay, who's going to be able to stand up? It's going to come from other places. We have to make sure that we're doing our part. And then the rest of Klai Yisrael is going to fast. And the rest of Klai Yisrael is going to be able to do their part as well. And this is what the Magi told, was told by the Gra. And the Gra, and he asked his Rebbe, the Vilna Goyin, Zuchus Yagin Aleinu, how to be influenced by your Talmidim. The Gra says, you have a fallen cup. You have to be a Kaisi Revai. When you're constantly on cloud nine, when you're not just looking forward to Perm the day before, but you're looking forward to Perm way before Perm, then your kids will be affected. It's contagious. When you're an overflowing cup, like that grape juice cup, Kaisi Revai, then you can be able to make. Says the Magen Mezrich, Adam ki yakir mikem karban lashem. Mikem, then karban lashem, then you can bring others closer to a Kadosh Baruch Hu as well. We have to be on fire for a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Like if you take Esh out of Yisrael, you left, what are you left with? You left with Amalek, because the Sasemis tells us, Yisrael is 541, H 301, left with Amalek. When we want our children to be on fire, for Purim, for Shabbos, for Torah, for Mitzvahs, for Tzias, we have to be on fire for it as well. And our kids know whether it's meaningful or we're just faking it. What a beautiful insight from Magen Mezrich, and from the Sasemis, and from the Gra. Moving on to the number 4. The number 4, we skip ahead to the Perek Beis, Pasuk Aleph. This idea is from the Chikol Yitzchak, Yitzchak Isaac Mispinka. As a Chassidim of Ravimer loves quoting from Menefesh ki sakriv karmen mincha la Hashem solos yir karbono yasaka la Hashem nasana le levoina. When you bring this karmen mincha to a Kadosh Baruch, make sure there's proper flour there, and nasana le levoina, you should have levoina on it. Says the Chaykel Yitzchak, what's this, all these ingredients? But what's the deeper idea? It says levoina refers to lavan. Lavan refers to white. When we come to a Kadosh Baruch, before we serve the Rabbonish, we have to do tshuva. Maybe karbanah lechapar achatav lashu b'tchil b'tshuva. And nasan ala levona. Then, and only then, can we come to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Iva nasan ala levona v'chtei lahal bin avonosav imiyu chateichem kashen kshel yabino. The Pasuk says, we say this in Rosh Hashanah Kippur all the time. Levona is a code word for getting our sins to be whited. White refers to pure. White refers to tahara. White refers to be forgiven. When we come to a Kadosh Baruch Nefesh, ki sakiv karban min chal Hashem. And nothing about it. You have to make sure to do tshuva. But anytime we do tshuva, before we daven, before we learn, all the Sermon Kedoshim tells us, specifically Rabbi Nachum tells us, before we daven and learn, to make sure we come into Kadosh Baruch, we want to do tshuva. The whole Indian of coming back to the Rosh Hashanah. The Sasemis teaches us a beautiful insight. The Sasemis teaches us that Elul and Tishrei is tshuva meyira. The whole line's on the miyichya miyomus, tshuva meyira. Adar and Tishrei is tshuva meyahava. Right? If the whole Indian of Elul and Tishrei is one of return to Kadosh Baruch out of fear. Yes, I understand. Zuk is Mansel Chaseinu. But the core of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur Shuv Meira and Adar and Nisan, we see how much Kadosh Baruch Hu loves us. All we want to do is reciprocate that love. It's Tshuva Me'ahava. The whole Inyan of Purim. If Purim comes up. We're not better Jews. Come next Shabbos. Come the Shabbos after Shushan Purim. Then what was Purim? We had a couple of drinks. We had to do some mitzvahs. We have to be better. Not just we have to be better, we want to be better. We're on fire for the Rabbonu Shalom. We love him so much. That's the whole idea of promise. Tshuva mehava. What an incredible insight from the Sfinker Rebbe all about tshuva and from the Sasemis. Moving on to Din number 5. Now, Din number 5, we skip all the way to the end of the parsha. The puzzle right before Mafti. V'haya, from this idea is from the Divrei Shom, the Rebbe of Koinedov. V'haya ki yechtev ha'ashem heishiv es ha'gzeil asher gozo asa oishek asher oshak. What happened is that you stole something and you have to be able to return it. There's certain yoms you have to be able to return it. Why does the puzzle say v'haya? You know the Gemara in Megillah tells us v'ayihi is lashon sar, v'haya is lashon simcha. He says, yeah, it's beautiful. V'haya, when a person is a lashon simcha, when a person is joyous, then akach shemakir bechato ki yachtam v'ashem. Then you could actually see your sins. Then you could actually want it to be to do tshuva, healthy tshuva. Rav Kook talks us all about it, oral tshuva. Healthy tshuva is really doing is making sure you're besimcha. If you're broken in your atzvas, the Kotzker says there's a big difference between getting sad and getting depressed. Sadness is a malik. Sadness, Rabbi Nachman tells Marish Chayyah is not for a yid. To be broken, to have a leiv nishbar, Rabbi Nachman talks very holy about it, because that leads to simcha. The true simcha, says the Kohen, never, true simcha leads to do you to do a proper cheshbon and nefesh, and that'll lead you to be back to the bonusham. But atzvas, and get to being depressed, that only leads to more sin. The haya, then you can be able to make sure to do the proper cheshbon. See, we have this is the Beis Arif Karlin. The whole Indian of Purim is all about Mishanif. It's all the Marvin Besimcha. Beis Arif Karlin, about Kol Ksuv said, the one midah that can lead to any mitzvah, that can lead to all the geshmak, is the midah of Simcha. Anything can happen when a person's be happy. When you have a chavas adaf, you're able to expand your thoughts and to think. And a person, Rachman al Son, can do anything, the worst of the worst, when he gets sad. So he's so careful with the midah of Simcha. Ibdus Hashem Simcha. Like Rabbi Cohen said, Purim is Gematria 336. In a regular year, there's 354 days in the lunar year. There's 18 days Simcha Ziyantav Adaraisa. But everything else is Purim. Yes, we have the day of Purim, and everything else is Chalmoid Purim. Because if the 18 days of Simcha Daraisa, what does that mean? You don't serve the Baruch Hashem? No, says Rabbi Cohen. 336 is Purim's Gematria. Is 336 that we're living with Purim the entire year. They're learning with Simcha. When a person's Bahaya, then Ki Yechata, then he can be able to do. When a person is Simcha, then he can be able to do the proper Cheshbon. An incredible idea, the Midah of Simcha from the Rebbe of Koinedov, from the Beisar, and the beautiful insight for Rabbi Cohen. Let's review these 5 ideas. We start off saying from the Malachim Masein and Zaks, the Maran Chazal, the Rashi brings the Lashon Layuk, the Lashon Chiba, and the Gemara Yuma Adal. When a person wants to call out, you call out. And then you tell them, what's the inyan? When a person wants to call out to their bone, to any Jew, to any friend or student, to brother or sister, it's got to be blashon chiba. It's got to be ben divrei ben derchei darcheinom. It's got to show them the geshmak of Yiddishkeit. And that's Gemara in Shabbos Peichesav. Kibam asher kibul kfar. We re-accepted the Torah out of love. After minutes, love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the whole inyan for our generation. It's making sure that we show that love, that geshmakness, like Rabbi Moshe Sturmach says in Tam Vadas, Kichag LaHashem Lanu. Kichag LaHashem Lanu. At the end of the day, that's what it means to be a yid. Second idea, he said from Mordechai Vlachovich, Vayikra is the small Aleph, Aleph, Zeira, Aleph. Americanly, Aleph means to learn. When a person is Aleph, it's got to be Aleph, Zeira. You have to be small. You have to be Ba'anova. You have to make sure you don't get Ba'agav. Like B'nai Yisrael, it's called Zeinu Shevili. That's Haman. Sufi Tevah is called Zeinu Shevili. Is the Shem Hashem for Thomas, which is mentioned also in the Megillah. It's the opposite of the way you're supposed to live. Sameach Bechel, Kedusha Slevi says, the Midah of Anova, Moshe Kibbe Torah Messinai. No, he didn't learn to God from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He learned the Midah of Anova from it. And if the whole Indian of Purim is Kabbalah Torah, if they make sure everyone comes to Kabbalah Torah of Purim, it's got to be Ba'anova. The third idea of Magen Mejer says, you want to bring other Jews, Mikem, it's got to come closer from us. Mordechai told Esther, you got to put your head in, and then everyone's going to be able to go in. That's what the God told the Magen, to be a Koisi around. Once you are an overflowing cup, then you can affect others as well. The fourth idea of seven, the Chikah Yitzchak of Spinka, Nasan Lovin of the Levina. Nasan Lovin of the Levina, Perak Bezalam, Anna, and Pasagalf. Levina refers to Levina, Lovin, to be able to make sure we do tshuva, to make sure that our sins are white, and actions are pure. And that's what Sasamas tells us, that Elul Tishrei is tshuva meyir, but Alder and Tishrei, Alder and Tishrei is tshuva meyahava. All but Ahava, these dates, we'll see much Chodesh Baruch loves us, all we want to return to him, and that is the Inyan of V'haya. Then also Levoina. For the final idea, V'haya ki yechta. Why is V'haya? When you sin, it's a happy thing. Gemara Megillah tells V'haya is lashon simcha. It should say V'yehi. V'yehi ki yechta. No, V'haya. When a person is besimcha, then ki yechta v'ashem. Then you could see your sins. Then you could, it's a healthy way. When your person is besimcha, then you could do a cheshbon. But if you're betzar, and if you're getting sad and depressed, that's not for a yid. then that leads to more sins, and that's Rabbi Nachman's Mar Shchara tells us very carefully about that. When a person is v'haya, then he can do a proper cheshbon. That's what the Beis Aharon Karlin tells us. The God of Simcha can lead to all the great things in the world, and Atzus Chasrim can lead to the opposite. Rabbi Kohn tells us Purim is Gematria 336, and the 18 other days of Mitzvah Daraisa. The whole Indian is the whole year is Purim to make sure the meat of Simcha Shvizoch Bez Hashem to show our friends, to show our Kadosh Baruch Hu the Gishmak, our positive connection to Yiddishkeit, to understand when we learn Torah to do a Banava, when we affect others, we have to affect ourselves first to make sure we're on fire, to understand to be able to do tshuva, to do this tremendous tshuva me'ahava, and to understand the midah of simcha, the importance of simcha, always and forever. Shkoich.